91X News.
It's 19 degrees and mainly sunny. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. One man is seriously injured after a shooting at a Bayside residence in Quinte West on Highway 2 yesterday afternoon. A suspect ran away but was later arrested. He now faces attempted murder and firearms charges. No names have been released. Police are saying the victim was known to the alleged shooter. More details are expected later today on the shooting from Quinte West OPP. A Cobourg woman faces a number of charges after enjoying her night a little too much last Friday. 45-year-old Charlene Bell was driving on Highway 45 in Baltimore when she somehow left the road, hit a mailbox, and crashed into a house. Bell ran away from the scene and tried to flag down a taxi, only to jump in front of it and nearly get run over. Bell is charged with failing to give a breath sample, not reporting a collision, and not staying at a crash scene. She has her license suspended for 90 days and her car impounded for a week. Bell's court date is set for April 4th in Cobourg. The president of Fanshawe College is taking a zero-tolerance approach after hundreds of his students took part in a weekend riot. Howard Rundle says 8 students have been suspended and investigators are scouring social media to identify and locate suspects. Rundle says the students endangered themselves and put emergency responders and the community of London, Ontario, at great risk. Air Canada says thousands of passengers could be stranded after news the company that provides maintenance work to its fleet is filing for insolvency protection. More from Peter Ray of the Canadian Press.
Lawyers for Avio's Fleet Performance were in court in Montreal Monday to seek protection from the company's creditors. It shut down plants in 3 cities on Sunday, laying off more than 2,400 workers. Union spokesman Marcel Saint-Jean also says the airline stopped sending planes to Avio's on Friday.
What are we going to do? I don't know.
Several hundred of the company's employees protested outside an Air Canada office near Trudeau International Airport, blocking access to the building for several hours. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press, Montreal.
Apple is finally putting its cash hoard to work. The company is introducing a quarterly dividend of $2.65 per share and starting a $10 billion share buyback program. Economist John Lonsky says Apple's move will likely be a signal to other companies that a recovery has taken hold.
This will lift the equity market in general, and that in turn will support business confidence and consumer confidence.
Apple says the dividend will start in its fourth quarter, which begins July the 1st. The buybacks will begin in its next fiscal year, which starts in September 30th. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Keenan Weaver with sports.
Thanks, Jose. In sports, the Belleville Bulls are preparing for the first round of playoffs Thursday when they face the 67s in Ottawa. They finished off their regular season game strong with 3 wins in the last week against the Oshawa Generals, Kingston Frontenacs, and most recently the Sudbury Wolves 2-0 last night. The BC Lions have given all-star defense back Dante Marsh a clean bill of health. Marsh re-signed with the CFL club in mid-February, but the deal was contingent on him passing a physical following off-season shoulder surgery. Lions GM Wally Buono says Monday the team's medical staff has cleared Marsh to play this season. The 5'10", 190-pound Marsh has spent his entire 8-year CFL career with BC, winning 2 Grey Cups. 31-year-old Marsh is a 3-time West Division All-Star and was named a CFL All-Star last season for the first time. Buono says Marsh's return strengthens an already veteran group. In NHL news, it might be time to take the shackles off Sid the Kid Crosby. Pittsburgh Penguins coach Dan Bylsma promised to limit Crosby's minutes when the former MVP returned to the lineup last week following a 3-month layoff. Crosby had 5 assists during Pittsburgh's 3-game road trip through New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia over the weekend as the Penguins pulled within 1 point of the Rangers for first place in the Atlantic Division. Crosby played less than 18 minutes in each game, down below his usual 21-22 minutes per game workload. Bylsma expects Crosby's ice time to increase this week during busy week that starts on Tuesday against Winnipeg. The former MVP says he's feeling better as each game passes. Crosby missed 40 games when concussion-like symptoms resurfaced following a loss to Boston in early December. That's all for sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with 91X Weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud. A high of 19, except it will be 13 degrees near Lake Ontario. Tonight, a few clouds. Fog patches developing overnight and a low of 8. Tuesday, increasing cloudiness early in the morning. Fog patches dissipating in the morning as well. High of 20, except 14 degrees near Lake Ontario. It's 19 degrees. I'm Jose DeBarros with Keenan Weaver. 91X News, on the air and online at 91x.fm. News is next at 4 o'clock.